हरे हरे रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे हरे रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधा जय श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय Prabhupad, 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 Jai Prabhupad, Jai Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Nittai Gaurari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaurari Bol, Tala.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतेरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः Hare Krishna. So we would like to welcome you all to for today's Bhagavatam class. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 24, Text number 18. Chapter is entitled The Philosophy of Sankhya.
Yad upadaya purvastu Yad upadaya purvastu भावो विकुरुते परम् भावो विकुरुते अपरम् आदिरन्तो यदायस्य आदिरन्तो यदायस्य तत्सत्यम् अभिदीयते तत्सत्यम् अभिदीयते यदा यद् उपादाय पूर्वस्तु भावो विकुरुते परम् आदिरन्तो यदायस्य तत्सत्यम् अभिदीयते यदुपादाय पूर्वस्तु भावो विकुरुते परम् आदिरन्तो यदायस्य तत्सत्यम् अभिदीयते यदुपादाय पूर्वस्तु भावो विकुरुते परम् आदिरन्तो यदायस्य
Mataji's.
पूर्वस्तु दीयते पूर्वस्तु
तत् सत्यम् अभिधीयते वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग यत् विच फॉर्म उपादाय एक्सेप्टिंग एज द इंग्रेडिएंट कॉज पूर्व द प्रीवियस कॉज सच एज द महत्तत्व टू एंड भाव थिंग विकुरुते प्रोड्यूसेस एज ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन अपरम द सेकेंड थिंग सच एज द एलिमेंट अहंकार आधि द बिगिनिंग अंत द एंड यदा वेन यस्य of which product tat that satyam real abhidiyate is called. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: a material object itself composed of an essential ingredient creates another material object through transformation. Thus, one created object becomes the cause and basis of another created object. A particular thing may thus be called real in that it possesses the basic nature of another object that constitutes its original and final state. Purport. One may understand the purport of this verse through the simple analogy of a clay pot. A clay pot is formed from a lump of clay which is itself prepared from the earth. In this case, earth is the original ingredient forming the clay lump, and the clay lump is in a sense the original cause of the pot. When the pot is destroyed, it will again assume the designation clay and ultimately merge back into the earth, its original cause. In relation to the clay pot, clay is the beginning and final state. Thus, the pot is called real, for it possesses the essential characteristics of the clay, which exists before and after the existence of the functioning instrument known as the pot. Similarly, earth exists before and after the clay, and thus, clay may be considered real because it possesses the essential characteristics of earth which exists before and after the existence of the clay. Similarly, earth and other elements are created from the Mahatattva which exists before and after the existence of the elements which may be considered real because they possess the essential characteristics of the Mahatattva. The Mahatattva is ultimately the creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, who exists after all is annihilated. The Absolute Truth is the Supreme Lord Himself, who step by step gives meaning and character to all that exists. Om Jnanat Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीगुरुपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरचाथा सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल डिवोटीज प्रेजेंट हियर एंड ऑल्सो दोज हु आर नॉट प्रेजेंट हियर सो दैट आई मे बी एबल टू स्पीक समथिंग ऑन दिस exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam and explain difficult topic like Sankhya Yoga. And today is also Grahan day, and now I think from 8 o'clock onwards actual the Grahan is in effect, and this is a time when everybody is supposed to do more of Lord's name chanting. So breakfast is also not there, so it's a good opportunity that we all had a longer Guru Puja session also today, not of Hare Krishna Kirtan. And that is the best thing we could do. And then maybe we could have some Katha, and then if everybody is keen, then we could have continue with Kirtan up to 12 o'clock maybe, whoever decides to. So, in this chapter, Lord Krishna is explaining to Uddhava the philosophy of Sankhya. So, Krishna is instructing how a bewildered mind can be dispelled by the science of Sankhya Yoga. Herein, the Lord, he teaches that by analyzing the different aspects or different elements of the material nature, how one can actually perceive the hand of the Lord in every aspect. And by assimilating this knowledge, the spirit soul can actually be able to drive out the confusion which is based on the false dualities of the material nature. In the beginning of the creation, means when even before the creation began, there was only the Supreme Lord. That this, the seer and the seen were the same and indistinguishable. And later the Supreme Lord, who is one without a second, he separates into two, the seer and the seen. So there is the consciousness of the Supreme Lord and the person and the substance of the material nature, which is then created. And as is explained in today's verse, that how the material nature, if we analyze, then we can see, and if we go back, that how the cause of the clay pot is the clay, and the cause of the clay is Mother Earth, and the cause of Mother Earth is the and the various other elements is the Mahatattva, and the cause of Mahatattva is the Supreme Lord Himself. Like that. So the purpose of the study of the material nature should be, ultimately it should lead us to understanding the presence of the Supreme Lord. You know. So when the Lord first created, so the first, the Mahatattva, the material nature which comprises of the three modes of matter, is agitated by the controlling male factor. The Mahatattva then becomes manifest together with the energies of consciousness and activities. From these, the principle of false ego in three aspects of goodness, passion and ignorance is formed. So from the false ego in the mode of ignorance arise the 15 subtle forms of sense perception, followed by the 15 physical elements. And from the false ego in the mode of passion comes the 10 sense organs. And from the false ego in the mode of goodness comes the mind and the 11 demigods. So in this way, the material creation is achieved by the Supreme Lord. And one who studies this material nature, slowly and steadily he can progress to the understanding of the presence of the Lord. So, like during my service in the cleaning department nowadays, in the solid waste management, we see like so many different types of ingredients are coming from different places. We get from the kitchen, after a sabji cutting, we get the leftover of the vegetables. Then from the kitchen also some unprocessed food and all, whatever is left, that comes. Then from the dustbin we get other leftovers from the plates of different devotees and whatever different types of ingredients. And then from the Govindas also we get. And then all this is collected and then we do the segregations. Many a times there is also the other dry waste, which is recyclable, like plastic especially. And then we need to segregate that. And then once we put it through the crusher, then it is fed into the biogas. And there the process of degeneration continues. And then almost like in 25 days, then the slurry which comes out, that consists of basically water and compost. And that compost, when we put it in the garden or allow it to dry, then we see that maybe in another 5 or 10 days everything becomes earth. So we can see even in practically that within a process of 30-35 days, so many different types of ingredients, different things which are an effect of the earth and a transformation, different types of grains is produced, dal, different types of vegetables, fruits and so many things. But everything within a short span of 30-35 days, it gets converted back to Mother Earth. You know. And similarly, like here it is explained, that clay pot also gets back. Once it breaks or disintegrates, then it becomes clay. And from the clay, we get Mother Earth. It again forms a part of Mother Earth. And similarly, Mother Earth becomes over a period of time. So, when we compare it to the eternity, then this actual process can be considered as simple as an inhalation and exhalation of Lord Vishnu. And from that comparison, of course, for us it may seem like time immemorial, but from that point of view, it's actually a process, cycle. Like in nature, we see that there are different types of cycles. We have the water cycle, we have nitrogen cycle and different carbon cycle maybe. And so many. So everything Lord has created is in the form of cyclical. Even time, we consider that. That is also a cycle. So, this is a... What is Krishna exactly trying to teach us? He is trying to teach us that by these various transformations which are taking place in the material world, we have to understand what is the cause behind that. Why are the things getting transformed into different things? And how it can actually lead us to an understanding of the presence of the Lord. Because without the presence of the Lord, everything else is matter. And without the active presence of the consciousness or the Supreme Lord, none of these transformations can take place. Like even in our biogas system, we see like sometimes although we try to take out the plastic so much and send it for recycling, but sometimes it gets into the biogas system. But even after 30 days, 40 days, it will still continue to float. And it will not get transformed. There won't be any transformation in that. You know? So, but if we consider from the time of creation, then of course even this plastic matter also has to get into the Mahatattva. It's not going to remain separate now, then later at that point of time. But in the material creation, because of human intervention, we are causing some temporary inconveniences, which is also very important for us to take care of. So, there are different elements which are present in this material creation. And while study of Sankhya actually involves the study of these various elements, there are different people who look at it in a different ways. In fact, Uddhavji himself in the 22nd chapter, he was asking Krishna that you are saying that Sankhya is a scientific system of study, but then different people come out with different numbers of elements in which this entire material nature can be studied. Some say it consists of 10 elements, some say it is consisting of 11, some say 22, 24. So why is this so? Means how can we understand this? How can we reconcile this? And Krishna actually replies that different people are coming out with different figures because they are studying this from different aspect. And he does not deny any of them. That is the greatness of the Lord. He does not say, okay, what I am saying, that is only right. Other people who are interpreting it in a different way, they are wrong. He accepts them and he tells Uddhav that you have to consider, like, just like recently, like I just came back from Ahmedabad. We were having the ISKCON communication conference over there. So, and you all know Gujaratis, they are all very, they like food a lot. So they had many delicacies over there. So during lunch and all, we would have a very big feast. So there would be three welcome drinks, then there will be three starters, there will be three different types of sabjis, then three different types of rice, and so many items. And then different types of dal, kadi and all. And then you also have three different types of sweets, because they Gujaratis, they like sweet a lot. And then desserts also. So, if different people, maybe after the lunch, if you speak to them, how many items were there? So, different people will come with different numbers. Some may say that, okay, if they will consider all the, there was one welcome drink, means there was welcome drink, there was some chaat items, and then there was rice, chapati, roti and dal, and then sweet, and so they will come up with 10 items. Others will count individually. Okay, there were three welcome drinks. So, three and three and three and three. So, they may come up with say 22 items, 24 items. And still, there could be others. Even in the chart, they may see that, okay, bhel means, okay, there was kurmara, there was dahi, there was green chutney, there was meetha chutney. Like that. So, they may come up. Some may also consider achar and pickles also separately. So like that, so here we see in something as simple as a feast, we can see that people come up with different understanding. So similarly, while studying material nature also, we see people analyze this material world in a different way. And that is the reason that they come up with different numbers. In fact, even in Sankhya Yoga, means there is Vaishnava Sankhya Yoga and there is Mayavad Sankhya Yoga. In the sense that the principally the difference between the two is that while the considering the various elements in the Mayavad Sankhya, they consider the soul and the super soul as to be the same, because they emphasize on the oneness of the soul and the super soul. Because qualitatively the super soul and the soul have share the same qualities. But in the Vaishnava Sankhya Yoga, their figure always is plus one. You know, because they consider the soul and the super soul to be different. Because qualitatively the soul and the super soul may have similar qualities, but quantitatively, if we see, the soul is anu or very infinitesimal. Whereas the super soul or the supreme lord, he is infinite or he is vibhu. So, when we consider in Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna, he explains to Arjuna the Sankhya Yoga, and he says, Tat ahur ahankar brahma sarva karena karanam Vishnur dhama parash shakti purunyasya mahatmana. He says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is therefore said to be the original cause of all causes. Thus, the spiritual abode of Vishnu is eternal without a doubt, and it is also the abode of Mahavishnu, the origin of all manifestation. Lord Mahavishnu, who is resting in the Yoga Nidra on the causal ocean and creating innumerable universes by his breathing process, only temporarily appears in the Mahatattva for the temporary manifestation of the material worlds. His plenary portion, he is a plenary portion of Lord Krishna, and thus although he is non-different from Lord Krishna, his formal appearance in the material world as an incarnation is temporary. The original form of Supreme Personality of Godhead is called Swarupa or real form, and he eternally resides in Vaikuntha. The Supreme Lord Krishna is original personality of Godhead known as Govinda, and his form is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. So, Lord Krishna further, he explains that only an ignorant person can speak of devotional service of Karma Yoga as being different from the analytical study of the material world, that is Sankhya. Those who are actually learned say that he who applies himself well to one of these paths achieves the results of both. So, the purpose of Sankhya or the study of the material elements is not just limited to the study of material. It has to actually lead us to the understanding of the person behind all this material creation. Unless and until, like Prabhupada says, means the purpose of studying the existence of a tree is to understand where it is getting its nourishment. That is the roots. And once you find out, okay, these are the roots, then how is it that you can water the roots or you can serve? So, to study the analytically, the creation of the material world should lead us one to the existence of the Supreme Lord and how we can establish our relationship with Him and serve Him. That is the most important thing. So, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, Lord says, Yat sankhya prapatyate sthanam, tad yogair api gamyate, ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha, yah pashyati, sa pashyati. One who knows that the position reached by means of analytical study can also be attained by devotional service, and one who therefore sees analytical study and devotional service to be on the same level, sees things as they are. So, if we look around us, like we see so many things, like our Anuttama Prabhu in this conference, like in one of the classes he was mentioning, like if we see around, means what is the most important thing for we as individuals, as humans, what is the most important thing which without which we cannot live? Huh? Air, yes. So, air is something like even without water we may continue to live for maybe 4 or 5 days. Without food, many of we see people, they do fasting for maybe 30 days, 40 days also. Huh? But without air, we can't live for maybe 4 or 5 minutes also, like many people. So, but this air which is so basic to our existence, that is, where are we getting it from? Is it being manufactured by someone? No, it is given by the Lord himself and free of charge. You know. Although many a times for electricity we have to pay the electric bill, for water also we pay the water tax, etc. But that is also to the municipality who is facilitating it for us, so that we can get it in our home in the switch of a button or by opening of a tap. But actually the entire water or the all the different elements, these are all provided by the Lord free of cost, and he is providing to each and every one of us, you know, without any discrimination. So there are two ways of looking. Means one is that we consider that, oh, all this whatever is existing over here, it is all because of, means for my pleasure or for my benefit. And we may think that, oh, whatever I am doing, I am getting everything, it is out of my own power, by my own existence. That is an arrogant understanding. On the other hand, actually if we see that each and everything is actually even the air which we are breathing is a miracle. The water which we are able to drink, that also is a miracle. Although scientists have analyzed and they said that, oh, achha, this consists of two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of or molecule of oxygen. But just by analysis, but how do we get that water? So that actually the process by which water is getting evaporated from the oceans and then it is coming in the form of a cloud and then it's raining and we are getting such nice fresh water, and the process by which the water runs through various earth, it collects so much of minerals. Even that is very important. So Lord has created anything. We feel that, okay, by manual intervention we can make things better, but we find that most of the time, instead of doing it better, we are actually causing trouble for us only. Like some time back they had this system of RO, whereby all the minerals and whatever, everything could be removed and water could be made pure. But then that is now leading us to a day now where they are saying that no, this RO water is actually harmful for us. Now it's different studies are now showing that no, we need to have those minerals in the water, because these minerals are very important for our healthy growth. So if we actually study, then we can see even just by looking at a flower or at a leaf or by different objects, we can understand how the Supreme Lord has actually actively taken part in the creation of these things. If left alone, all these matters which is lying over here, on their own they cannot do anything. Like even in Bhagavatam, it is explained, Lord explains that different types of material elements, after the Mahatattva was created, when the Virat Purusha was lying, all the different senses and their presiding deities and all, they were all present over there and they were trying to activate this Virata Purush. But then everything was in vain, and everything had to wait till the super soul had to enter into the Virat Rupa, and then only it started action. So we can see here that the most important element of all these elements, whether it is 24, we consider it as 26 or 27, whatever it is, the most important element is the Supreme Personality, Super Soul, or who is an Amsha or a plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even in Bhagavad Gita, we see when Arjuna, in the 13th chapter, he asks Lord Krishna about the various objects, about the nature and the enjoyer and the consciousness. So he asks about 6 questions in the beginning of the chapter. He asks him, what is Prakriti, what is Purusha, who is and what is the Kshetra, and what is the Kshetragya, the knower of the field, and Jnanam or knowledge, and Jnayam, that is the object of knowledge. And Krishna, although he it was the time of war, but yet he spent quite a significant amount of time to explain each and every terms. So he explained that Kshetra means, he says, Kshetra or the field of activity for the conditioned soul is the material body. So now from studying from the material earth, now as an individual, because we are more conversant with our body, so here Krishna has explained that this body can be considered as the Kshetra, a product of the matter. So our body is also created from the various elements which are present from the material earth and air, water and everything. So the conditioned soul is entrapped in material existence, and according to his capacity to dominate material nature and enjoy the sense gratification, he is given a body made of various material senses, and which is the field of activity. And then Krishna explains that who is Kshetrajna? Kshetrajna, or the knower of this body, is the individual soul jiva living within that body. And he is different from the body and its proprietor. The kshetra or the field is a non-permanent material thing. However, the kshetrajna, the knower of the field, is eternal. Those who think that the body is the self are not knowers of the field, since they do not know the real nature and function of the body. And then another kshetrajna, who is more important, Lord Krishna describes. He says, I am also the knower of the field in all bodies, as I am present as the super soul. Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. So as individual souls, we may be knowing some things of our body. We cannot even claim to know everything about our body. What is happening inside our body, many a times we do not understand. Like, we may be feeling that, okay, I am having some headache, but we don't know what could be the cause of that headache. That could be some tumor or something. I remember when my father, few years back, when he was, I had gone to meet with him. He was complaining, okay, I am feeling little giddy, I am having some headache and all. So we were feeling, that was Dwadashi day, and we were doing tarpan. Like usually during after grahan also we do tarpanam. So offering water and black tilt to our forefathers and all, expressing our gratitude to them. So we were feeling like that, okay, because he has not had any breakfast in the morning, he has not had his usual coffee and all, so because of that he is feeling giddy and all. But then after some time, then he fell unconscious and he started to foam from his mouth and all. And then when we took him to the hospital, then we realized that the cause of the giddiness or the headache was actually a brain stroke. So, although we may be claiming that this is our body, but we do not know what is happening within our body itself. But Krishna, who is the super soul and who is present in each and every body, he is able to know, because he is the super soul, he knows everything. And he says, Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. The body consists of the senses, and Krishna is the enjoyer of all senses, Rishikesha, who is the controller of all senses. Out of the two knowers, the super soul is the Pradhana Kshetrajna. He is the Pradhan and the chief knower of everyone's body, and he is infallible, and the individual soul is actually fallible. And then Krishna explains what is Jnanam or what is knowledge. Knowledge means to understand this material body or the material world, and also the controller of the material world, which is the Kshetrajna. So he explains that the soul and the super soul, Kshetrajna Kshetrajna Yoreva Jnanam Yattad Jnanam Matam Mama. And this is my opinion. So Krishna is explaining over here that he is giving the certificate that actual knowledge means to know the material world, the controller, and the super controller, that is the Supreme Lord. All these three subject are the subject matter of knowledge. And of course, later Krishna also describes what is the process of acquiring this knowledge. And he says that the process of acquiring knowledge begins with amanitvam, adhamvitvam, ahimsa shantirarjavam, acharyopasanam saucham, sthairyam atma vinigraha, indriyartheshu vairagyam, anahankaram evacha, jnanam mrityu, jnanam janma mrityu jaravayadhi dukkha doshanudarshanam. So the process of knowledge, acquiring knowledge and understanding, actually begins with humility or amanitvam and pridelessness. So like this, he goes on to describe 20 aspects of knowledge which has to be, and rest everything he says is ajnanam yadatunyata. So we can see that in material world we see that so much of effort is going into understanding this material creation, doing so much of analysis of material world, like they call it material science. So during Vrindavan Yatra, Krishnananda Prabhu was explaining that so many in people from especially the intelligent class of people, from especially from India also, they all go to the West for higher studies. And after studying, passing out from premium institutes like IIT and IISc and all, so many institutes, most of the people have an ambition, okay, let us go to America and go for higher studies. So, with similar goal, he himself, like Krishnananda Prabhu, also had gone to the West when he was young. And that time, temple presence, he had gone to for some satsang program, and that time he met with him, and so he was asking, just after speaking to him, so he said, so what have you come here for? What you would like to do over here? So he said, I am come here to do my M.Tech. So he said, acha, M.Tech, what is that? So he said, I have come to do my master's in technology. He said, acha, you want to become master? Okay, no problem, you come to my class in the evening and I will tell you what it is. So in the class, in the evening, so he was explaining that all the knowledge which we may acquire by study of various things, these are all important, but unless and until we have the main understanding of who Lord Krishna is and what are his different energies, how, then all this material knowledge is actually useless, or it is a waste. So he said, when people, he was explaining in a very jokingly, he was saying, you have done B.Tech. B.Tech means you are murkha. And now you have come over here and you want to do M.Tech means you want to become mahamurkha. Yeah? And he was saying, if many people then after that they say they want to do Ph.D. on that. So then they are perfect murkha. So like that, he was explaining that so much of effort, like even Srila Prabhupada, he was, when he had visited the MIT, and there they had different bodies, departments to study the various elements of material nature, material science and all, everything. But then Prabhupada asked, okay, do you have any department which studies about the, gives knowledge about the Almighty? And unfortunately there isn't. So that is the reason that so much of effort is going into studying the material nature, but we are not able to go to that level where we can understand what is the cause of this material nature. So Krishna is present in each and every act, soul, like even in the living entity along with the soul, there is the super soul. In fact, Krishna is present in each and every atom, to make it functional, to make it working. And in fact, between two atoms, the space is there. There also Lord Krishna is. So in that way, the Supreme Lord, because without Him, although there may be so much of matter, but without the principle, the force of the Supreme Lord, nothing becomes active or nothing can do. They cannot combine on their own and to come out with, like, many scientists, they claim that, okay, their Big Bang theory, all there was a Big Bang and many things, all the matter came together and then created something. But we can see that there is no bang which can actually create something useful. You know? So there has to be some spiritual, or who creates that, makes that bang to happen, that energy, that is the presence of the Supreme Lord. So, the purpose of Sankhya Yoga, that is to go to the root cause of all causes. Like Krishna says, Krishna is the Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. And by understanding the presence of the Lord, like yesterday also we were celebrating, this Christmas festival was celebrated all over the world. And sometime back, last week, I was invited to one program in here in the Catholic Church. They were having on the occasion of Christmas, they were having a festival. The interreligious dialogue. So there the topic for discussion was born to love. That Lord, He actually takes birth. Like Jesus, he's an incarnation of the Lord or the Messiah, Son of God. And He has incarnated to spread the message of love and not of hatred amongst any individual. And so, even in the panel discussion, there were representatives of various religions, people from representing Islam, people representing the Sikh, the Christianity, the Parsi community, and the Jains, the Buddhists. And each and every religion, as the representatives were explaining, is that every religion actually teaches the principle of loving others. You know? And some of the religions, they explain, okay, loving other, your fellow being, as you would like to yourself to be loved, in that way. And there were other religions which extended the love not only to other individuals or humans, but also to other living entities like the animals, the plant life and all. And so, also the discussion was that how today's environment is getting deteriorated just because we are becoming so callous and uncaring for how we are using the things, or how we are using this in various energies of the Lord. So, the basic principle which was there in all the religions, although we may not understand, we may not consider that all the religions are the same, because individually each religion is practicing different principles. But if one sincerely practices the each religion in the true spirit, then surely one is to be led to the path of understanding the Lord, trying to love Lord and all His brothers or all His fellow beings. So that is the principle teaching of all religions. And in fact, as per our Sanatan Dharma, this entire material creation which the Lord has created, that is only out of love for this, for us fallen souls. Because we have expressed our desire that we want to try to enjoy separate from the Lord. So then Lord has created this entire material creation from the Mahatattva and all the various elements and all how He has made everything into action, brought everything to action. On our own we could not do anything. We were earlier lying in the body of Vishnu, we were like sleeping over there. So just to fulfill our desire, the Lord has created this, He has allowed us to come over here and try to enjoy. But and in that same process, the material creation, Lord has created it in such a way that constantly we are subject to different types of anxiety. And as it is said, like this creation is temporary as well as this is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. So the Lord has created this to facilitate our fulfilling of our desire. At the same time, He uses that as a method of getting us back to the spiritual world, whereby once we understand Him, then we are able to love Him and go back to the spiritual world. So, this is the basic understanding which going ahead we will all come to know. And it's our humble prayer that by studying this holy scripture, we can also able to understand the material nature. And as Prabhupada explains, that the purpose of study of all this material nature is to understand the Supreme Lord who is behind all this, and we can develop our love for Him and make our life perfect. So, thank you all very much for your patient hearing, and please pray that we will be able to continue to do our service in some humble way. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Granthra Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any...
उसका कुछ तो एक्नॉलेजमेंट करना पड़ेगा गुजराती
संगीत गुरु
हाँ संगीत गुरु कहा शिष्य है यस अभी कीर्तन कर सकते हैं हाँ षडभुज शुरू थोड़ा कीर्तन हाँ अभी यस